Answers Magazine, Volume 13.1, page 62, How the Arctic Fox Got Its Winter Wardrobe, by Tom Hennigan. When winter arrives, this fox takes off his thin summer coat and puts on a luxurious new wardrobe just for the occasion. Imagine a dark and frozen world where all who enter are surrounded by deadly threats. Hurricane-force winds, months of darkness, snow blindness, and temperatures so cold that water thrown from a cup freezes before it hits the ground. Yet, in this forbidding environment, Jesus has endowed one creature with all the equipment necessary, not only to survive, but, incredibly, to thrive. He goes by many names, including snow fox, polar fox, and Arctic fox. Scientists call him Vulpes lagopus, hare-footed fox, because he grows hair on the underside of his feet, similar to the rabbit-like hares that share this frozen world with him. I personally got to know two of these amazing canids named Yana and Yukon while working as a volunteer at a small wolf center in upstate New York. The Nature Center's mission was to educate the public about the wonders of native wolves and foxes. As part of my training, I had the privilege of bonding with these two foxes so they'd be comfortable during my talks with visitors. They taught me a lot as I watched them interact with each other, play with my bootlaces, and drastically transform through the seasons. What a transformation, as their trim, blue-gray bodies changed to snow-white puffballs by winter. Visiting their pen on frigid winter days, I marveled how they slept directly on the frozen surface of their pen's artificial spring, just as snugly as if it were a fluffy, warm comforter in my heated cabin. Our God of provision clearly has endowed these special animals to flourish in the stark but beautiful Arctic. The Arctic Challenge. Our triune Creator has filled the planet with diversity. It is no different with foxes, from the fennec fox of the Sahara to the red fox of the high mountains of the Sierra Nevada. Arctic foxes are circumpolar, meaning they inhabit the cold regions surrounding the North Pole, Greenland, Scandinavia, Siberia, Alaska, and Canada. The major habitat of the region is tundra, a windswept, treeless plain where the soil beneath your feet can be frozen 1,000 feet down. Winter temperatures easily plummet to negative 50 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 46 degrees Celsius. Winds can easily be 60 miles per hour or greater, causing whiteout conditions that impede all visibility and lower the wind chill to deadly extremes. Making matters more challenging, light is absent for several months in the winter. When you hang out with Arctic foxes, at first glance it doesn't seem like they would do well in such an environment. For example, they are antisocial and don't believe in group huddles to keep warm. They are also small, about the size of a large house cat, and that is a problem. The smaller the animal, the more body surface contacting the cold. That puts them in danger of heat loss, hypothermia, and death. Yet despite these challenges, our snow foxes prosper. There must be more to them than meets the eye. Transition from summer to winter. During the summer, I would visit Yana and Yukon and marvel at how skinny they were. Only 6% of their body weight was fat. They spent a lot of time swimming and cooling off in their pool. As summer transitioned to fall, our Creator's genius became evident as his genetic programming and my fox friends responded to shortening days, and their bodies gradually transformed before my eyes. Thin fur grew thicker and covered not only their legs, but the underside of their paws, just as their hare foot Latin name describes. Hair color transitioned from blue-gray to white. Fat accumulated from a measly 6% to 30% of their weight. And by January, they looked like marshmallows with toothpick legs. In winter, Arctic foxes' fur increases 140% in multiple layers on their bodies. An extra fur grows on their feet, providing excellent insulation and greatly compensating for their small size. The furry tail insulates them further because it acts as both mattress and facial scarf on the coldest and windiest of nights. Little ears, set close to the body, assure minimal heat loss, while the dramatic increase in fat provides further insulation and an energy reserve when food is scarce. But wait, there's more. God is not yet done providing for Yana and Yukon. Foxes in the freezer. In studies to determine how animals survive cold environments, scientists use a measure called the lower critical temperature. It is defined as the air temperature at which an animal must really start working hard to stay warm. They work hard by burning fat reserves and shivering. The lower their critical temperature, the more resistant mammals are to the ravages of cold. Because of their fur and fat, mammals living around the North Pole have the lowest lower critical temperatures, and Arctic foxes are champs. One study examined individual fox behavior and their vital signs, such as respiration and heart rate, by putting them in an environment where temperatures could be controlled. At negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit to negative 76 degrees Fahrenheit, the fox went to sleep and body temperatures remained steady. At negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit, the fox licked his feet for half an hour, slept for an hour, and shivered. At negative 112 degrees Fahrenheit, he began to shiver in the first 5 minutes, but his body temperature did not drop for an hour. Just what is the lower critical temperature of our polar fox? That is up for debate. When I was hanging out with Yana in Yukon, the prevailing thoughts were that it was negative 40 degrees to negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 40 degrees Celsius to negative 57 degrees Celsius. Other research suggests that it might be closer to negative 7 degrees Fahrenheit. Think about that for a moment. Even using the most conservative numbers, as air temperatures plummet well below zero, these marshmallows don't really have to start working at staying warm until between negative 7 degrees and negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit. That explains why Yana and Yukon looked comfortable on their ice bed when it was 10 below zero in New York. Navigating an Arctic world. Proper navigational equipment is crucial for orienting in the frozen tundra, especially with pitch-dark winters and windy whiteouts. So it is no surprise that Arctic foxes have excellent day and night vision. As with many night mammals, the Arctic fox has an amazing structure in the back of its eye, tapetum lucidum, that works like a mirror, capturing every sliver of incoming starlight or moonlight and reflecting it back through the eye's retina, enabling it to see well in the dark. You have seen the effects of this special structure if you have ever shined a light into the dark and observed glowing red eyes glaring back at you. That eye glow is the product of your light being reflected back through the eye and out the pupil. If you're a dog owner, you know Rover's eyes can do the same thing. But in the daytime, the sun's reflection off ice and snow can cause an intense glare, resulting in painful snow blindness. Yana and Yukon look like they have a constant squint in bright sun. That behavior allows them to see clearly but safely, even during the most dazzlingly brilliant days in the Arctic and New York. Their senses of smell and hearing are also superior. Foxes will eat almost anything. However, a lot of what they eat is either dead, living under the snow, or white as snow. This is where their superior hearing and smell are crucial. They can listen to small rodents running under the snow, track the trajectory of the sound, and dive headfirst to catch them. They also scavenge and stash food for future use, but they must later find it, even when it's buried under several feet of snow. Their amazing nose helps them relocate their larder and also smell meat that polar bears have killed. They're crafty, too, following polar bears and eating their leftovers after they move on. Their nose also allows them to detect nearly invisible, snow-white Arctic birds called ptarmigans. Finally, remember those furry underpaws? Well, more is going on than superior insulation. They also provide better traction to keep them from slipping on ice. Even with this insulation, the paws are exposed to extreme temperatures that sap a lot of heat. So these special feet are outfitted with a superbly engineered system known as countercurrent heat exchange. Arteries carrying warm blood from the heart intertwine with veins traveling from the feet and transfer heat to them. By the time cold blood reaches the heart, it is warmed, so internal organs aren't stressed by chilled blood. At the same time, the warm blood traveling to the feet is cooled, so less heat is lost to the icy landscape. The less heat the polar fox loses, the more fuel it saves. Needs of a cold world. What is the main reason God built this design into the Arctic fox's genetic makeup? Seriously, ask yourself that question next time you see an adorable animal that amazes you. It's not just so animals could survive, or to prove God's existence, or his wisdom, or that God is the creator of life. God displays his glory throughout creation. See Psalm 104, especially verses 24 to 31. Above all, we are created to wonder and to praise him. Speaking about the pagan, unbelieving culture of the Romans, Paul reminds us that God's invisible qualities and divine nature are clearly seen in creation, so that we are without excuse if we do not praise him as these wonders naturally inspire us to do. Romans chapter 1, verses 20 to 21. We also know that when Adam declared independence from God and rebelled, his sin brought a raw and icy coldness to this world. Its chill stings us as we suffer and die. It makes enemies out of friends, prey out of former partners. As I think about my time with Yana and Yukon, I meditate on how far we have come since our once perfect world where fox and hare lay down together. But we see how God still provides for their needs. Our needs go deeper than combating the cold or avoiding death. God, in His infinite love, through the death of His only Son, can transform our ice-cold, stony hearts into living flesh. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. As much as He cares for Yukon and Yana, how much more He cares about those made in His image. As we repent of our sins and trust in Jesus Christ, His Spirit transforms us from spiritual darkness into people who can see God's glorious light. Those who experience God's grace and love are equipped with new spiritual powers that far exceed anything He gave other creatures, including our ability to find spiritual warmth, rest, and peace, no matter what our hostile, frozen world hurls against us. That's a gift that exceeds all others. Tom Hennigan is Associate Professor of Biology at Truett-McConnell University, where he teaches organism biology and ecology. He is co-author of the newest edition of the Wonders of Creation series, The Ecology Book.